predictions of a rebuild taking 2 years. Is that an accurate prediction?
Yeah, very accurate. No, I'd probably say maybe as a minimum because of the process that needs to be undertaken, the clearing and then the insurance assessments need to occur. And obviously important infrastructure projects for the community need to be rebuilt to assist them as well. So there's a number of factors that need to be considered in that rebuilding process. And and getting trade availability and builder availability is a really critical one because at the moment we are extremely busy in the private sector markets around the place, and so it will take time. And if you have workers that need to go up there, you know, skilled contractors, and a lot of the cases they do need to be skilled and experienced contractors. They need to be housed and accommodated as well.
Let's look at some of those factors that you've mentioned. The biggest challenge is going to be finding local skilled workers. Where are you going to get them from?
Yeah, I think Nadia, you've hit the nail on the head. The availability of local trades, particularly in the areas of Geraldton, say for example, in those surrounding areas, has been a real challenge. We're finding that similar in WA, and it'd be very difficult to move them from their local projects they're working on now up to Northampton and Kalbarri to do the rebuilding process. So there's a real sort of community spirit around this process, but I think that we are going to need to consider elements like skilled migration to enable this rebuild to occur.
Okay, that issue of skilled migration, what needs to happen there? Do they actually need to start providing quarantine opportunities to get more skilled migrants in now? Is that something the government has to seriously ease its stance on?
Yeah, well, I believe so. I think our position is very much along those lines. Is we need to look at a skilled migration program, but we need to do that in a COVID-safe way, obviously, to meet the demands that are in place. But also, having said that, we need to also bring back try and get back a lot of these Aussie workers that are coming back from overseas too. And obviously, the preference has always been to local trades and local jobs within the state. So there needs to be a combination of a few of those things to play out to ensure we can do the best we can.
Because, John, of course it is desirable to have local workers and preference them first, but is the reality that there's just not enough of them?
Oh, I think that's where we've got to in the demand cycle where you're right, the preference has always been for local trades, local workers, and the government's got a clear policy around that. So we certainly support that as well. I think that it's got to the demand side now where we need to consider that skilled migration process with some of those trades that are skilled that can do the work, and that helps supplement the demand side that we're experiencing.
John Jalavas, we noticed this week too that there were some skilled workers meant to be coming in to help with fruit picking or foreign labour, and they were refused entry in the end because they didn't have enough hotel rooms in the quarantine hotels to house them. So that's something that the government is also going to have to seriously look at. Just a couple of other issues though. The Premier said he wouldn't rule out offering financial incentives. What could he offer the building industry to prioritise the Midwest?
I think... There's a number of things that the Premier would need to consider. So even if there was trade availability, those trade contractors, I think, would need to be, even though they're very busy now, they would have to be, encouraged to go into areas like Northampton and Kalbarri to be part of that process. And that might be some financial support. But I think also accommodation's a key element. You could have a number of workers go up there, but if there's nowhere to reside, then that of course may not be sufficient. So there needs to be a few areas of consideration, particularly around how do you accommodate additional builders and contractors to
might
go
have
up
to
there
set
and
up
do
a
that
camp.
Work.
Have to set up
well,
a camp or something.
Well, that's potentially an option there. There's some of the ideas and concepts we've been fleshing out around what could be done in that regard. And it could be like a specific camp that's built to allow that rebuild to occur. And like I said, I've had a number of master builders members get in contact with me asking how they could be involved or how they could support the rebuild of these communities. So we've had a conversation personally with Minister, with Rhys Whitby, and talking around some of these things, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up in the next few days to discuss some of those ideas. He's very keen to understand what the industry thinks should occur, and I think the the idea of the camp and other areas of how do you accommodate trade contractors and builders that are prepared to get up there and help the rebuild is an important step. Because again, as I've said, they're extremely busy here, and a lot of those trade contractors are earning extremely good remuneration on the basis of the stimulus as well. So there's a number of factors to be considered, and I think some sort of support or incentive to allow them to go up there would be a good idea, I think, as a starting point.